Chapter 5, The Journey Across America. Mrs. Alda, Fogg, and Passepartout were sitting and talking together on the General Grant.
I'm very sorry. I left the two of you in Hong Kong, and I feel miserable about that,
explained Passepartout.
But I was very tired after I bought our tickets for Yokohama, and I fell asleep in a cafe. Then, when I woke up, it was late, and I hurried on to the Carnatic because it was leaving a day early. I knew that, but you didn't, so you weren't on the ship.
Passepartout didn't tell his master about the Scotland Yard detective, Mr. Fix, because he didn't want to worry him.
Oh, Passepartout, we were worried about you when you didn't come back to the hotel in Hong Kong,
said Mrs. Alda.
We had to get a small ship to Shanghai, and then we took the General Grant to Yokohama. We found your name on the list of passengers on the Carnatic when we arrived there, but we couldn't find you. And then you met Mr. Fogg again at the circus. So now we've got you back with us. That's the important thing.
Yes,
said Fogg.
We were very lucky.
Later that day, Passepartout met Fix coming out of his cabin on the General Grant. As soon as he saw the detective, he ran at him and started to hit him.
What are you doing here? I hate you, Fix!
He shouted.
You played a trick on me in that cafe in Hong Kong. Why are you trying to stop my master traveling around the world? You're wrong about Mr. Fogg. He isn't a gentleman thief. He's a good and generous man.
You're right, said Fix.
I am?
Said Passepartout. He was very surprised.
Yes, I wanted to stop Fogg in Egypt, in India, and in Hong Kong.
Why are you telling me this? Do you want me to hit you again?
No, wait. Listen to me. I could arrest Fogg in all those places because the people there are friendly with Britain, but I didn't have the papers from Scotland Yard to do it.
And have you got the papers to arrest my master now?
Asked Passepartout.
Yes, I've got them. They were sent to me in Japan on the Carnatic. But those papers aren't any good to me now. I can't arrest Mr. Fogg on an American ship or in America. It must be in England. But your master wants to go back there, I think.
Yes, he does.
So now, I'm not going to stop him. I'm going to help him to travel faster. And when he arrives in England, I'll arrest him. Then we'll learn if he's the gentleman thief or not. So, can you and I be friends now?
No, we can never be friends,
answered Passepartout.
But maybe we can work together.
After that, Fix stayed in his cabin while the ship crossed the Pacific Ocean. He didn't want to meet Fogg or Mrs. Alda or to see Passepartout again on the journey. The General Grant arrived in San Francisco in the morning of the 3rd of December. The New York train was leaving that evening. In the afternoon, Fogg and Mrs. Alda went to the passport office for a visa. They met Fix in the street.
Mr. Fix, what are you doing here? I last saw you in Japan,
laughed Fogg.
Yes, well, I'm traveling to Europe now.
That's funny. We are too,
said Mrs. Alda.
Maybe we can travel together, said Fix.
What a good idea,
said Fogg. Just then, they walked into a big meeting in the street. "Cammerfield for judge," shouted some people on their left. "Mandiboy for judge," shouted some people on their right. Then all the people started fighting. One man wanted to hit Fogg, but Fix stood in front of him. The man punched Fix in the face and not Fogg.
"Thank you for that," said Fogg.
"Not at all," said Fix. He had a bruise on his cheek. They were staying at the International Hotel in San Francisco, so they went back there. Passepartout found it all very strange.
"Mr. Fix was telling the truth. He is going to help us now," he thought.
That evening, Fogg, Mrs. Oda, Passepartout, and Fix went to the station and got on the train for New York. On the journey, they crossed one old bridge very fast, and it fell into the river behind them. Soon after that, some Sioux Indians arrived on their horses. They wanted to climb onto the train, and they hurt some passengers with their guns. Passepartout was very brave, and he fought them. But the Indians took him and rode away with him. Fogg, Mrs. Oda, and Fix got off the train at the next station, in the little town of Kearney. Fogg went at once to the army camp there and asked some American soldiers to go with him to look for Passepartout. They found him, took him from the Sioux Indians, and brought him back later that day. Then Fogg, Mrs. Oda, Passepartout, and Fix had to wait for the next train to New York. But the next train was going to pass through Kearney Station that evening, so they had to wait for a long time.
"I'm sorry, Mr. Fogg. I've made you late again," cried Passepartout.
Then it started snowing, and it didn't stop. Soon, there was lots of snow on the ground.
"Oh no, how can we travel fast over all that snow?"
said Fix. An old man from Kearney heard the detective talking and said,
"Why don't you try using a sledge?"
"A sledge,"
answered Fix.
"That's a good idea, but what can we use to pull it? Horses can't pull a sledge through deep snow."
"That's true, but if you put some sails on it, it'll go very fast."
So Fogg, Passepartout, Mrs. Oda, and Fix left Kearney that afternoon on a sledge with sails. They traveled very quickly over the snowy country and soon arrived in Omaha. From there, they took a fast train to New York. On December 11th, they arrived in New York, but they were 45 minutes late. Their ship, the China, was going to Liverpool without them.